In this episode today, I'm going to be showing you how you can transform your intentions into reality with three easy steps. So the reason I want to talk about this today, because this is something that completely changed the way I saw what's an intention, what's a commitment, and how do you transform your intentions and bring them into reality. When I got this and really got this and started to apply this for myself, it was a big game changer for me, and it really changed my life. And this is something that I recently took the group who attended my retreat in the south of France through this exercise to sit down and go, okay, what intentions do you have? And where's the gap between bringing those intentions into reality? And then let's put actions and things in place to help you actually tangibly put those intentions into reality and bring them into reality. And everyone who left the retreat was like, oh my God, I now have like this action plan. I'm so excited. I want to use this video to talk you through that exact steps, the exact system that you can do the same thing and bring your intentions into a reality. So welcome to In The Moment with me, Alex Manzi. I'm a coach and I've gone through depression to turning my life around and creating a life that I love and that truly fulfills me. And I've since gone on to coach athletes, entrepreneurs, leaders, founders, you name it. And this podcast exists to help you create a loving and fulfilling life for yourself. So let's jump in into how you can transform your intentions into reality with these three easy steps. So first of all, let's start with what is an intention, right? We've all got them. I've had loads of them. I've still got loads of them, to be honest. But what is an intention? So to me, an intention is something that's like a, I hope one day that this will happen, or I want to try to do this thing. It's kind of like a desire. It's a goal, but they tend to be fluffy. They tend to have weak foundations. They tend to be things that don't normally happen, right? So to give an example, pretty much every year of my life since I can remember, I've had an intention to learn Italian and become fluent. Now, that's just stayed as an intention, right? It's been an idea, it's been a goal, it's been fluffy, it's had a weak foundation. So nothing has really ever come of it. Like I've learned and I've improved, but am I fluent? No, because I haven't had a solid enough foundation in the intention for it to become reality. Now, this is what an intention is. An intention is something that is not really grounded in anything other than an idea. And there's no plan in place. There's no foundation. It's just, okay, I've got this idea and it's just going to stay an idea, right? And what we want to do and what we're going to do today is, first of all, identify your intentions. So this is the first step. Identify what your intentions are. And then we're going to take them and create an action plan so that you can actually make them happen, right? So the first step is to identify your intentions. What intentions do you currently have? What are things that you say that you want to do that never really get done? It's a goal, it's something that you dream about, it's something that you want to do, that you try to do, but it never really seems to happen, right? So make a little list, jot two or three things down, right? Now, the second step is to understand the difference between an intention and a commitment. Now, a commitment is different because when you're committed to something, you've got something to honor, right? A commitment is like honoring your word. There's a level of certainty to it. There's action that takes place. There's consistency. There's discipline. There's a level of ownership, right? There's a sense of it's done. It's already done. This is the difference between a commitment and an intention. A commitment has a stronger foundation. A commitment straight away is something that is going to get done, right? It's going to happen. It will happen. It's not like, oh, I hope it will happen. No, it's going to happen. Once you've got your intentions, you want to have a look at those and be like, okay, what intentions on this list do I want to turn into commitments? I.e., they will get done, right? They are going to happen. There is absolute certainty in this thing happening, right? And what I'm going to do in the third step is to show you how you can take that commitment, that solid foundation, and actually now make it happen, right? The thing with a commitment is, and a lot of people don't realize this because a lot of us have these things in place that we don't really realize are in place, right? We have a system. A system makes sure that a commitment happens, right? So to give you an example, and I'll give you a silly example. On my phone, I've got a list of, whenever I go traveling, I have a list that's called For Travel. And it's basically a checklist of stuff that I don't want to forget. So it's like my chargers, my toothbrush, my sunglasses, my passport, my boarding pass, stuff that I normally forget other than my clothes, right? So I've got this list on my phone, which is a system. Now, this system ensures that my commitment of I don't want to forget anything happens. So my commitment is I don't want to forget everything. I want to make sure that I've packed everything that I need. And my system is to have a checklist on my phone that I literally go through and I check things off as I put them in my bag. And then if there's anything left unchecked in the morning before I leave, so like my toothbrush and toothpaste, stuff like that, I'll make sure that that stuff goes in my bag before I check it off the list before I leave. Now, it might sound a little bit over the top, right? But it works. It doesn't take me much effort. It's just a checklist of stuff. And it's a system that I have in place that ensures that I get the thing done, right? And that's what the point of a system is. The thing with systems is, to me, there's two types of systems. There's what I call hard systems and what I call soft systems. And a hard system is something that's tangible, is something that you can literally explain, like I've just done with the travel checklist that I've got, right? I can explain it to you. I can be like, look, this is what I do. This is how I do it. This is what ensures that this thing gets done, right? There's like a level of like tangibility to it. And the way I see it is it's something that you can pretty much write down, hand over to someone else, and that person can go and take that system and implement it for themselves. Right? That's a hard system to me. You know, you got to think about it like hardware and software. Hardware is the stuff that you can see on your laptop, like your keyboard, your mouse, your screen, the keys, the charger. The software, the stuff that's inside and the things that are running that you can't see. Okay, so a hard system is something that has a tangibility to it, something that you can be like, this is how I do this thing. Let me show you, let me talk to you about it. And a soft system is more of like a internal, it's like a personal mission. It's like an internal thing inside of you that you can kind of describe, but it's just the thing that makes everything else work. So as an example, a soft system, and this is the best soft system that I've ever seen anyone have, is what I call the superpower of motherly devotion. Now, every mum in the world, or most mums in the world, will never let their kids go without food, never let their kids go without shelter, and never let their kids go without clothes. Now, there's various different ways that that happens, right? But it's the soft system, the internal system of, I'm never gonna let my kid go without food, that ensures that it happens. It doesn't matter how, it doesn't matter why, it doesn't matter what gets done or what doesn't get done, as long as the child has food, it's the most important thing. So the soft system is that kind of internal dialogue, that internal, that personal mission. It's an internal place to come from that helps bring things to life, right? So you've got a hard system, which is tangible, and then you've got a soft system, which is kind of intangible. And it's something that comes from within you to make that personal commitment within yourself. And then a hard system is something that you put in place to make sure that things happen, right? To give you an example of another example, right? So with my Italian, right? I was telling you that I've always had an intention, right? So this time I'm doing something about it. I'm taking the intention, I've made it a commitment, and now I've got a system in place which helps me bring the intention to reality. So the current system that I have in place, and it's changed over time. Previously, I used to listen to these audio CDs, learning CDs from a guy called Michelle Thomas. And when I used to walk to and from my gym, my old gym was a 20-minute walk away, I would listen to the audios as I was walking back to my flat and as I was making my breakfast when I got back. So I had like a half an hour window where I was listening to these audios, which was perfect, right? Now, since I've moved gym, the walk's a lot shorter. It's like 5 minutes now. So that old system doesn't work anymore. So I didn't have a new system. So the Italian and learning and learning to become fluent became more of a intention again. So I had to put a new system in place, a hard system. Now this hard system is, I'm just going to make sure that I go on Duolingo every day for 15 minutes. So when I finish work, I sit down on the sofa, I do 15, 20 minutes on Duolingo, and I'm currently working towards a 50-day streak. So 50 days in a row, I think I'm on day 23. Okay. So that's a hard system that I have in place. Now, an example of a soft system I have in place is, let's use the gym. So the soft system, the internal mission, the personal mission that I have is, I want to be as fit and healthy and agile and as mobile as I can be in my 70s, right? So that's 40 years away, right? So it's a soft system. So that's the place that I'm coming from. So when I go to the gym, so if I want to make that a reality, there's certain things I need to do. I do need to go to the gym 3 times a week. I need to make sure I move my body. I need to make sure I stretch. I need to make sure I do all of these things so that that becomes a reality. So I've got this combination of a soft system meeting with a hard system. And for me, that's the perfect blend. Having a soft system, the internal mission, and putting a hard system in place to make sure it happens. So now, with all things considered, what I want you to do is, you've got your intentions, choose which ones you want to make into a commitment, and then I want you to create a system for yourself that basically helps you ensure that you get the result. Now, the result is the kind of final stage, right? So you've got step one, intention. Step two, commitment. Step three, put a system in place. And then the result is what happens as an outcome of the system. Now, the thing is with systems is that every system is perfect for the results that it's currently getting. So the system that I had previously with my Italian of walking 20 minutes, it was perfect for the results I was getting, which was my Italian was improving. But once I changed gym, as I said earlier, and I was going to a gym that was is now closer to where I live, the system was out of date. So the system was still perfect for the results it was getting because I wasn't getting any results because I didn't quite have enough time to walk and listen. So I needed to change the system to get a different result. So the system that I have now done, as I said, is I'm practicing using Duolingo. So I've got 15, 20 minutes in the evening, sit down, go on the app, do some phrases, learn some Italian, practice some words, and it helps me keep up a level of I wouldn't quite say fluency, but a level of engagement with my Italian, let's say. And the thing that I learned with that is that if I'm not getting the results that I want based on the commitment I have, then I just need to look at the system. How can I update the system to improve the results that I'm getting? So I'll give you another little example, right? And it's going to be another health example. But so I recently hurt my knee playing football. So the system that I had was, I'm just going to wait for it to stop hurting and I'm going to continue going to the gym. Now, the result I was getting was my knee was still hurting. So that system clearly wasn't working. So I needed to change the system. So the system that I changed to was, okay, well, let me rest my knee a little bit more. Let me start putting some ice on it. And instead of doing strenuous exercise, I say strenuous, but instead of putting excess weight through it, why don't I do a bit more stretching and then a bit more foam rolling? Why don't I loosen up the muscles to help the knee, get the blood flow to the knee, but also to help it heal? And now, since I've been doing that, my knee's been feeling a lot better. So the new system helped with the results that I wanted to get. Let's recap on this. You've listened to this episode. You're feeling pumped. You're feeling great, okay? Hopefully. So what you want to do is you want to get your list of intentions. It could be two or three. Maybe just start with one. Ask yourself, which of these intentions do I want to turn into a commitment? And what can that commitment be? So the commitment could be, I want to lose weight in the next 6 months. Okay, commitment. Good. Right. Now, what's the system that you want to put in place, right? It could be a hard system. It could be a soft system, a personal mission, or it could be a blend of both, which I think, again, is the perfect blend. So take your commitment. I want to lose weight in the next 6 months. I want to lose however, 10 kilos in the next 6 months. Okay. So what's the system you can put in place? Okay. Number one, work out 3 times a week. Okay. Number two, we're going to go for long walks, 15,000 steps. Number three, we're going to eat smaller portions. Number four, we're going to drink 3 liters of water a day. Okay. Now you try that system out for a few weeks, maybe a month. If you're not quite seeing the results, i.e. if you're not losing weight, you need to readdress the system. Okay, what system's going to help me create the result that I want? And so on and so forth, right? So you take your intention, turn it into a commitment, create a system that you believe is going to help you get the result, test it, see if it works. And if you're not quite getting the results that you want, come back, change the system, and get a different result. So if you like this episode and it resonated with you, please make sure you hit that subscribe button. Wherever you're listening, wherever you're watching, hit the like button so it can help get this out to more and more people. And if you like this content and you want more, I send out a daily email to 600 people called Mindful Moments. It's full of gems like this, full of these thoughts, full of these ideas, full of these learnings that I'm making as well. It's kind of like a daily blog. And I promise that every single one of them is like a one-on-one coaching session with me. It's packed full of value. If you want to be part of that, if you want to sign up, receive these emails, you'll find the link in the description down below. Be sure to come and find me on Instagram, on Twitter, at I am Alex Manzi. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you. I love you. And I'll see you for the next episode.